The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
First, let's take a bit of an overview of where the Justice Department and the FBI are sitting right now, what they can accomplish in the next 8 days or 7 days, I should say, and how we got here from there. Yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, I spoke with Matthew Whitaker. Now, he is the executive director of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust and also a former U.S. attorney. And I specifically asked him yesterday, and we're going to play it for you right now, I specifically asked him whether he was surprised how there's so much infighting right now that we're learning and how the DOJ and the FBI seem to be at odds with each other.
You know, I am, because of my experience in DOJ, the FBI was a great partner to work with. But, you know, what you see is an administration with Loretta Lynch at the head of the DOJ that is just, I think, a little have a preferred candidate. You know, the president's endorsed Hillary Clinton, and Attorney General Lynch, I'm sure, has you know, not only met with her husband inappropriately, but also is certainly pulling for Hillary Clinton's victory. So, I mean, I think if I'm going to pick who is the more nonpartisan and more independent in this, it's always going to be the FBI. Because I mean, not only do I like all the agents that I've worked with, but I know Jim Comey, and I know him to be an honorable man that's going to do the right thing.
So given that, and given, again, what we learned, which mostly was through press accounts, but none of those press accounts have really been disputed as of this moment, and they all seem pretty legitimate. What is the FBI doing right now? What is their process? They got their warrant. Based on your understanding of the evidence that they have to comb through, what are they looking for?
Yeah, well, process is the right word, because the FBI is very systematic in the way they approach these things. And so they're going through their computer analysis protocol that they would do to remove the evidence and the emails and the digital information off the computer, and then they would analyze what they have and then compare it to what they've already seen and see if there's any new information that can be gleaned from this computer.
Do you think that this is solely a question of classified information as related to the bulk of the original investigation, or do you think that this is potentially looking at some of the larger questions with regard to the Clinton Foundation and that ongoing investigation, as well as just willfully and with forethought violating the Records Act?
Yeah, I actually think the issue is the classified information, but with a twist, and that is, you know, all these folks, Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton, and others, have provided interviews to the FBI, and now that there is potentially new evidence, if some of that evidence is contrary to what those folks have previously told the FBI, you're looking at a 18 U.S.C. 1001, which is a lying to a federal investigator, and that would be a big deal. So that would be an additional twist.
Well, a big deal would also be withholding information or withholding evidence from an FBI agent. And, of course, it's everyone's understanding that Huma Abedin, I'm sure she was asked, are there any other devices that may have emails? And I'm guessing that she said no. Is it enough for her to say, well, I had no idea that my emails were on that device, or maybe they were on that device at one time, but I assumed they were deleted? I mean, what's the exit strategy on that for Huma Abedin?
Well, I mean, I think they're going to try to figure out how those emails would have got on this computer. I think, you know, the volume is staggering. There's over hundreds of thousands of emails. And I think there is some question as to, you know, kind of, did she know this even existed? Was it some just quirk in the way that the system was set up, or was there some other Was it intentional, and was this purposefully withheld?
But does it have to be intentional? I guess that's the question. Does it have to be intentional? If you're asked point blank, turn over all of the devices and tell us about any other devices that may have emails or may have had emails in the past, and you say no, and then you just come back and say, oh, I forgot. Well, boy, that could be an easy ticket for a lot of people to get out of trouble with the FBI. Say, I forgot. That doesn't hold water, does it?
Yeah, I mean, you can't. They would look at what the underlying circumstances are, and you know who set it up, how it was set up, you know when it was set up. I mean, they'll be able to glean a lot of information off that computer.
All right,
and then they'll have probably a follow up interview to find out what additional information may be known now that was not remembered earlier.
If we could shift it back to Hillary Clinton for a moment, though, because a lot of people are now suggesting it's quite possible that whatever new evidence there is here, it could actually expose a falsehood that Mrs. Clinton may have told the FBI in her 3.5 hours testimony. But we've heard that there were no notes taken. So how could an FBI agent make that case at this point?
You couldn't, and that's a real challenge. If there were really no notes, usually in those types of interviews where there's many people at the table, there's one designated note taker.
Let me correct myself, Mr. Whitaker. Obviously, there were notes because we've seen some of those notes, but it wasn't transcribed. There was no recording. There was no transcript.
Yeah, and the FBI doesn't record their interviews as a matter of policy, and it's certainly their agent could testify as to what was said and how it was said, and that always happens at trials involving the FBI, where the FBI agent's credibility is held up against the alleged criminal's credibility.
Understood. But again, your understanding of this quickly, because we're out of time, Matthew Whitaker, no chance that this could reach any kind of resolution before Election Day, and there's no chance Director Comey could heed what Hillary Clinton is advising and say, release everything you know. They won't do that, right?
No, this will continue beyond the election, no doubt.
Matthew Whitaker, former U.S. attorney and now executive director of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Well, that's very interesting, because that's exactly what I was beginning to wonder, is that we're hearing all of this talk about it. What a hurry up investigation. We need to get to the answers quickly. There's no way this can be done in the 7 days that remain before the election.
And, by the way, if Comey or somebody in the Justice Department is somehow pressured to come up with something, some sort of summary, which it looks like they're trying to achieve here, and we'll give you the details on that in a moment, it will be just as irresponsible, as, first of all, the original report that we were given in July, which clearly was premature. And then, of course, the Democrats are charging that Comey was irresponsible and saying publicly, oh, we have more things to look at. If they then come back, let's say Friday before the election, and say, well, we've taken a quick look and we don't see anything quite yet, that's also irresponsible. They can't do that.
No, they can't do that. And it just takes a while to go through that kind of a level of stuff and make some kind. All you're probably going to get is an accounting of, we found X number of emails that may be important. That's what you're going to get.
Right.
That's all you could possibly get between now and...
Well, we'll see, because we have some reports now that the Justice Department is starting to... All of a sudden, they see a sense of urgency
interesting?
We'll give you those details in a moment.
I'll tell you all about that, and where that information is coming from is very interesting.